get away. It was cooler, which was good for both her and her laptop, and it still enabled her to get a good Wi-Fi signal for her laptop so she could conduct online research and wireless printing from that location. She headed out to her favourite spot, not being seen by anyone, as Helen had left her desk when Julie left her office. She headed down the several flights of stairs, as she did not want to be seen by anyone, which would likely have been the case if Julie had taken the elevator down to the first floor. Finally, she reached the stairway that led to the basement. She sat down on her favourite step, the third step, just to be sure that no one would spot her in the event that he or she was using the stairs above, opened up her laptop and began to work. It was currently 1:15 p.m. EDT, giving Julie about 3 hours to complete the remainder of the revisions. Julie worked tirelessly, researching more of the factors that contributed to China's growing economy. She was thankful that the Wi-Fi connection registered as very good to excellent on her laptop, enabling her to continue her research and make the necessary revisions to the marketing report. Conversely, however, the location was also good enough for cell phones to receive phone calls, and Julie's cell phone continued to ring repeatedly while she was conducting research on China's gross domestic product, GDP, and gross national product, GNP. She knew that either Helen, Rich, or both were trying to reach her, wondering why she wasn't returning her phone calls. The last time she looked at her watch, it was 1:45 p.m, leaving Julie with a maximum of 2.5 hours to finish the report. This would give her enough time to print out the report, ensure it looked okay, and be able to get to the 4:30 meeting on the 10th floor in time. After the obsessive ringing on her cell phone took place non-stop for 5 minutes, Julie decided she had enough and turned off the ringer. She thought, ah, peace and quiet, that's more like it. If Rich or anyone else would question why she wasn't answering her phone, she could say that she never heard it and tell them that she turned it off when she went to lunch, and due to being focused on finishing this report, she had forgotten to turn it back on when she returned from lunch. A perfectly legitimate excuse, Julie thought. To keep from being discovered in the basement, Julie didn't stop to get anything to eat or drink, despite normally taking a break for either a soft drink or coffee around 2:30 p.m. Julie did slip out once to head to the restroom. Fortunately for her, there was a restroom right past the entrance to the first floor. She was able to slip in and slip out without anyone noticing. She was also able to get a quick sip of water from the water fountain that was there as well. Very convenient, Julie thought. No wonder she liked her favourite spot. The time kept passing by, as her watch now said 3 p.m. EDT. Julie had made some progress on the revisions, as she had expanded upon the underlying factors that caused China's economy to explode over the last few years, and what a prominent businessman would do in order to put his business in front of the surging tidal wave in order to boost his business's reputation and profits. Knowing the importance of this client, who had been ordering reports from the company for the past 3 years, Julie wanted to do the best possible job on the report. Julie's watch now said 4 p.m. EDT, and Julie just had to check one more underlying factor into what was causing the explosion in China's economy: the increasing demand for electronics and other technology by the Chinese market. Julie was starting to think to herself, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it, lol? Certainly, it was getting to become crunch time, as there was only half an hour left until the meeting. Julie found the final pieces of data she was looking for and incorporated them into her report. With it now being 4:10 p.m. EDT, she had just enough time to spell check the report and reread through most of it just to make sure it made sense. The spell check detected no legitimate errors. It did not recognize Heilongjiang province, for instance, but otherwise the report was clean of errors, and the report sounded informative and ready to be presented to the client.